Father, I thank you for your loving kindness.
Yes.
Where would we be today, Lord, if you didn't care for us? In tenderness, not in harshness, not by victimizing, but in tenderness, Lord, you sought us.
Yeah.
When we were not able to help ourselves, you came along. And here we are today, Father, as we celebrate pastors, ministers, servants of God who have sacrificed so many things, Lord God, to be standing today. Many started but never finished. For here we are today, God, giving you thanks. And yeah. Lord, the responsibility to deliver your word to your servant and to your people, because we are all called by you. None of us would be listening in today, Father, if you did not choose us. And so we want to say thank you. Bless your word to our hearts for these few moments. I give it thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want to read. I'm sorry I was not able to come on in at the time when, at the beginning, the enemy was trying to frustrate the whole system. And I came in a little bit late. But let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and from verse 21 to 23. It says, "And thou art called being a servant, fear not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, herein abide with God." I would like to speak to us on a very simple topic. Servants of the Most High God. As Paul addressed the Corinthian saints of the privilege and the honor that God called us as servants, he says, "Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant?" A question. Care not for it. What Paul is saying is not saying that you should care to be called a servant. But because prior to us coming to God, we used to serve men, and we served them diligently in sin. We tried to do everything to please our master. But now that God has set us free from sin bondage, we still serve people, but we are not serving them based on constraint. We are serving them now as God's chosen vessel. Brethren, a lot of titles are put on pastors. We are called apostles, we are called evangelists, we are called pastors, teachers, we are called ambassadors. But the key calling of us being leaders is to be called servants of the Most High God.
Yeah.
He don't take that name servant because it started dealing with slavery or you come under somebody's control. But being a servant of God, we are free from sin and the rudiments of this world. We are no longer under the control of the enemy. We are free to serve God as God's servant. Yeah. And we are called to serve His people.
Yeah.
Brethren, no matter what position we hold in the ministry, We cannot forget one thing and one thing only. We are servants to God's people. And I was listening in, and I thank God that he saved me where he saved me and released unto me and brought me under men who knew what it was to serve people through the call of God that was upon their lives. And so, as Paul said in Romans chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18, he said, but God being thanked that you were the servant of sin, what you have obeyed from the heart, that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 18 says, being then made free from sin, you become the servant of righteousness. That's what God has done for us. He has taken us from the place of bondage to a place of servant, no longer to sin, but to yield to God and to serve his people. And I want to say, brethren, to us today, the greatest honor that God can bestow on us is to serve his people.
Yes.
He made a declaration. He made a declaration in Mark chapter 10 and verse 40 to 45. He says, verse 40 said, but to sit, well, there was some question between two brothers who asked the Lord to let one sit on the right and one sit on the left hand. And the rest of the brethren was upset because they asked Jesus that question, because everybody wants a prominent position in the kingdom. But God, with Jesus' response to them, and Jesus said unto them, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, shall you be baptized. But to sit on my right and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. Verse 41. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called unto him and said unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, being and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your ministers. And whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. And listen to what Jesus said, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. In other words, I didn't come to serve, to be served, but I come to serve.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ is saying this to us this morning, but we shall not quarrel, but so shall it be among you, that whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. Brethren, the greatest service we can do to Almighty God's kingdom is to serve his people well. Don't compromise. Just give it as God give it to us, because the word of God is quick, it is powerful, it is sharp than any two-edged sword. It gives life. And so this month, as we celebrate us as pastors, don't forget that we are servants of the Most High God. And I believe it is the highest calling in this life for a man to serve in the kingdom, knowing that you are a servant to others. whatever gift the Lord gives to us, it is not for our aggrandizement. It is for others to benefit from it. In Ephesians 4, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. And he outlined the gifts, the apostles, the evangelists, the prophets, the pastors, and elders, for the edification, exaltation, and comfort of the body of Christ, until we all come to the image of the perfect Christ. That's the job of the minister, to bring people to the place where they can know God for themselves. And brethren, it takes patience. It takes time. It takes effort to get there, because it's not easy to navigate through the problem of this world to get to people. Therefore, as servants of God, we have to wait patiently upon God, because we are not here by ourselves. We are chosen by the living God to have this position today, where others can pay tribute to us. We give back all of that to our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 5, if you will go there with me, 1 Peter chapter 5, from verse 1 to 5, it says, the elders which are among you I exalt, whom I'm also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lord over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Now, this is very important. Peter is describing several characteristics in this portion. Good leaders in the church. Number one, they realize they are caring for God's flock, not their own. In other words, people belongs to Jesus. A lot of people, a lot of servants, and it's a common thing that we use it, and sometimes we're not conscious we are using it, but it's my church. My church. Brethren, I don't know, being the senior pastor of New Divine, the church don't belong to us. I don't know about you, but it don't belong to me. The church belongs to one man, and one man only. His name is Jesus Christ. Every one of us come in the same door. Every one of us repented of our sin to the one person, Jesus. But as we go along, he called us to lead his people. And this is what Peter said, neither being lord over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. To lead people and to feed the flock so they too can grow and become partaker of the divine nature, so we can live the way Jesus Christ ordained us to live before sin entered into man. Brethren, this is a big day that we celebrate. But please remember, we are servants of the Most High God.
Amen.
Because we are called to serve people. We are called to be humble with people. We are called to be patient with people. And here is what one of the things, for Peter, I said, they realized, we must realize. But they realize that they are caring for God's flock, not their own. Secondly, they lead out of eagerness not to serve, not out of obligation. We don't serve God's kingdom out of obligation. We must be eager about it. Brethren, let me tell you this. When God calls you into ministry, Peter mentioned something here, I think it is the third part. He said, they are concerned for what they can give, not for what they can get. A lot of times, I believe the ministry is a lucrative entity in the world. And I believe a lot of people use the ministry for their own benefits. But Paul turned to Timothy and he said, Timothy, the Lord God knoweth the foundation of God standeth sure, and the Lord knoweth those that are his. Brethren, let us be eager to serve God, not out of constraint, but eagerness, not because of what I can get out of it, but for what I can give to the ministry. Yes, the workman is worthy of his hire. I believe that. But many of us go in the ministry because of what they can get out of the ministry. And that is the luxury side of it. I am for it because I believe that God will bless every man that make a sacrifice. Each and every one of us is called into the ministry. Not because we want it. Well, I don't know if anybody was seeking after it, but I certainly was not. But when God called and said it's time to leave secularity and go into the ministry, it was the hardest thing for me to do. But thank God I answered the call. Still under a lot of pressure. But I know that this is not the end of it. And on the scripture declare, brethren, our light affliction that we have to go through cannot compare with the glory that we shall share with God. So don't look at what we are not getting. Listen, what is awaiting us is far superseded all that we can get in this world. Because no matter what we get in this world, we're not going to carry anything from here. But it's what God deposited in us as servant of God. We should live for God. I'm not considering about what we can get.
Yes,
we make a way, and he promises, because I believe that every call of God, his reputation is at stake if he doesn't take care of his people. And so, brethren, as we celebrate and pay tribute to you, to us today, let us remember, we are not just apostles, pastors, elders, evangelists, ambassadors, but we are most noble servants of the Most High God.
Yeah.
And for as Peter is saying, thirdly, they lead. They are concerned for what they can give, not what they can get. We are to give. And when I heard the testimonies of Pastor Henry and Pastor Dean, how they dissect the word, they study the word, not for what they can get out of it, but they give it out so others can benefit from it. Listen, my friend, when we follow God, you cannot go wrong. Listen, we might not have $1,000,000,000 in the bank, but we have more than we can imagine, because God promised us that he will not leave us nor forsake us. The man who owns the world, who has God, he don't have nothing. But you and I don't have all the things of the world. But thank God for what we have. We have shelter, we have food, we have a place to rest. That is a blessing. And God is saying to us, go after what I call you to be, a servant to my people.
Servant.
Amen. That touch God's heart.
Yes.
Because he said, I didn't come into this world to be served. I came to serve. And if the Creator can say that, then who are we?
My Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And believe me, Adrian, I have seen some things in my time, and even now, the moment God elevates certain people, you can't talk to them again on the phone. You have to go through 3, 4, 5 secretaries. You can be cut now. You know what I'm saying? We can't carry 1,000 or more. I have to have somebody around me now. You know, I'm untouchable. That's so unworthy. We have to be there for God's people at all cry.
Yes.
And I'm not saying we're able to answer every call. But brethren, as much as we can, we are servants of God for his people. And so the final one that I would like to leave with us, where Peter says, the fourth one, he says, they lead by example, not force. All of us lead others in some way. Whether our role or our leadership should be in line with these characteristics. Jesus Christ led men and draped them and anointed them, and they become servants of the Most High God. And you know what thrilled me as I was going through this study? The Lord called all of these men, and most of them was unlearned men. They were fishermen. They were not people who the society would recognize and bow to. He didn't go into the synagogues or the temple to choose all the Pharisees and the scribes and all these different people. He chose some local people and anointed them. Brethren, I don't know where God found you, but he didn't find me in a good place. He found me dying in my sin, and he lifted me up. And when he showed me what life is all about, I went all the way with him, because there is nothing more gratifying than when you help people and people turn to you and say, God bless you. That is more than $1 million.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
When you do something for somebody and you don't charge them, you just do it and leave them. And when they say, God bless you.
Bless you. Amen.
That is a double portion that money cannot buy. Brethren, yes.
Hallelujah.
It's who we are. We are servants of the Most High God. Let me read one scripture. In Philippians. In Philippians. Philippians chapter 2.
Verse 5.
Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 7. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Verse 7. Yes. He says, verse 8 says, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. This is what God reduced himself down to. When he became man, and in first chapter 1 of the same verse, he said he had not thought it robbery to be equal with God. What Jesus is saying, when you look at me, I am God. But in order for me to do the work that I have come down here to do, I have to become like a man, a servant.
Yes, yes.
He
yes.
made himself
yes.
of no reputation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It means that man fell below where we were supposed to be. And yes. when Jesus put on flesh and blood, he became like us. The yes. one difference is that he is the immortal life giver.
Yes.
But he showed us that each and every one of us who is going to serve God, where the Spirit of God can lead us and anoint us, one of the things, listen, we have great orators in the ministry today. Great orators, men with great learnings and skills and abilities and talents. But yet there is so much demon-possessed people still, even in religious circles. What's going on? We have not come to the place of full surrender, where the character, the disposition of God's Son can develop in the life of a born-again child. Listen to me, friend. Our character can change. We inherit it. We inherit a character from Adam and Eve that only Jesus Christ can change. The disposition was knocked out of Adam and Eve and left us with nothing but sin and degradation. But the disposition of holiness, righteousness, purity comes through the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When Jesus, when the Son of God touch us, his disposition come into us and make us different from what others do. When people look at you, they see something that they don't have.
Yes.
That's what the world is looking for today. They want to see Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God for the learned. Thank God for all the study, brethren. The Bible says we must study to show ourselves approved. Nothing is wrong with that. But believe me, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is what we need today to serve people, that when we go around people, people will feel Jesus Christ coming out of us. And they will want to serve God themselves. So today, I honor my brethren. I thank God for you. But I also ask you today, don't forget who you are. Don't let the accolades of apostles and pastors and all the big names we have, bishops and all of that. The bottom line is, we are servants of the Most High God. And yes. Paul said it, Philippians, to the Philippians, what made Jesus made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
Yes.
Showed him that God desire us to be like his Son. And to be like his Son, we have to possess his disposition. We have to possess the nature of Jesus in order to impact the world and make a difference. Amen. And so
yes.
The Lord bless us today. And let us continue, brethren, even do better than when we started this year. Let us remember that we are called to serve and not to be served. And I bless God today for this opportunity to address us, to understand that Jesus Christ came that we might do his will and live according to his word. Amen.
And amen.
With the understanding, self verse, let me read one last scripture, chapter 23 of Matthew, says, neither be ye called masters, but one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Yes. Amen? Amen? That's what Jesus said. You want to be great? You be a servant. You want to be good? You be a servant.
Yes.
And that's what we are called to do. Serve one another. And I thank God for the position that he placed us today, that others can look upon us. And when I hear with my own ears what people have to say of our service, I said, I pass it on to Jesus and say, Lord, you take the glory and give me the blessing. Amen. And
yes.
So let's stand for the Lord and let's serve God's people. And I believe that greater days are ahead of us as we understand who we are and to whom we belong. God bless you in Jesus' name.